Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast and another episode in our Consistency 365 series, all about navigating the moments where you are feeling compelled to not follow through on what you said you would do. You are feeling compelled to make an excuse, submit to an excuse, and choose a pattern of behavior that is not the pattern of behavior you want to define you. How do we navigate these moments? That's what this series is all about. One thing I hear a lot from clients is, I messed up. I dropped the ball. I started out strong, but I have failed again. And I can relate to that. Until I realized that what I used to consider failure or quitting or dropping the ball, letting myself down, all of these things that I would beat myself up over and have a lot of shame around, they're just experience. And there is a tremendous amount of value in that experience. So I looked at a couple of decades of failed weight loss as shameful, as something to be embarrassed of, as something to push away and not look at. But what I didn't realize at the time is that all of those experiences of not creating the success I hoped for held a ton of valuable information. It's not failure unless you stop, unless you completely give up, I'm done, I'm never trying again. Everything else is experience that holds valuable information. What I work to do in my own life and impart on my clients is take everything I possibly can from those experiences where I didn't show up the way I wanted to show up and ask, what can I learn? What can this teach me? How can I use this as a stepping stone? Because it absolutely has the potential to be that. For example, there's this one grocery store by me, and they happen to have these cookies that I think are absolutely fantastic. I have many times gone into that grocery store intending to not buy cookies and bought cookies and ate them on the way home or as soon as I got home. But that's not failure. That's information. It's information that can really help me. So one of the strategies that I use if I'm having a day where I'm feeling kind of snacky or I know I'm overtired or maybe my mood is off, I go to a different grocery store. I mean, that might sound crazy, but that is an example, maybe a silly one, but an example of how these things that maybe we have previously called failures are information that we can use to help us. There have been many times in my life where I've planned to do something for dinner and not done it and instead ordered out or had something that wasn't aligned with my goals. That's not failure. That is information. That is experience that holds a ton of value. If I look at that and say, okay, well, what was going on? Is it that I didn't want to cook? I didn't want to prepare. I felt like it was going to take too much time and I didn't have the time or I didn't have the energy. What I can do is say to myself, well, how can I make it easier so that even if I approach dinner time and I'm feeling low energy, I can still get it done? Or what do I need to do to increase my preparation? We've talked here on the podcast about how there's a difference between planning and being prepared. And I was breaking this down inside of the consistency course last week when we were doing one of our live trainings. There's different levels of preparation, and you have to know what works for you. All the things that maybe historically you've thought of as failure or dropping the ball, they hold the valuable information you need about what level of preparation is best for you to execute. So now I know the examples that I was giving to my folks in the consistency courses, I buy frozen cauliflower rice and I buy frozen regular jasmine rice because when I have cauliflower rice, Chris isn't a big fan. He tends to have regular rice and I give Roman half and half. Instead of buying dry rice and having to measure out water and wait for it to cook, I buy it frozen because it increases, it's a way of preparing that increases my likelihood of following through. Too many times I felt like, oh my God, I don't want to have a bunch of dishes to clean or I don't have that much time. So this is learning I harvested from something that I might have previously thought of as a failure. All of those things that you're counting as dropping the ball, they are experience, and experience should be used and it should be tapped into to help us. It is not failure unless you just stop. Everything else is experience and information. So how can you use that information to go to the next level? All of those moments that you feel so frustrated by, they're full. They're full of gems of knowledge that you can turn around and use to go to the next level. So how are you going to do that now for today? For this week, for this weekend. It's all valuable. It holds so much for you if you choose to tap into it. Challenge yourself. What can you learn about what you need to do or you need to do differently or you need to not do to set yourself up for success? I'll see you tomorrow.